Missouri Congressman Todd Akin says he is staying put, brushing aside Republican calls for him to withdraw from the Senate race against Democrat Claire McCaskill. He's issued a new television ad. It apologizes for controversial comments about, quote, legitimate rape.
Rape is an evil act. I used the wrong words in the wrong way, and for that I apologize. The mistake I made was in the words I said, not in the heart I hold. I ask for your forgiveness.
Joining us live this morning, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. Even after a couple of days, John, it's hard to believe he said what he said.
It is incredibly hard. You've heard words from stupid and insensitive and worse, and I think they're all pretty good labels for what Todd Akin said. And now he's asking for forgiveness. And, you know, voters, for the most part, do forgive mistakes. However, this is a question for him, and he has until 5 o'clock local time tonight to get out. If he gets a non-forgiveness, if you will, the Republican Party could pick another opponent if he gets out tonight. And trust me, everybody in the Republican establishment is telling him and telling his campaign team, please get out of the race, because not only do they think this puts a seat they thought they could win in November, a big Senate seat, it's very important for the Senate majority. The Republicans thought they could win that one, but now they have candidates all across the country being asked about this when they want to talk about other things. It's a problem for the Republican Party.
So is there anything they could do that might encourage Akin, beyond what they've already done, to get out?
That's pretty hard. I mean, they've got friends calling him saying, you know, you're hurting yourself and you're hurting the party. They've already told him the big Republican senatorial committee has said you're not going to get any money from us. They can call other fundraisers and say, call him and tell him you're not going to give him any more money either. But as you guys know, working in this town, ego and stubbornness are pretty common traits in politics. And this guy knows if he gets out of this race, he's probably done. He may lose if he stays in anyway, but it was a competitive race. He was not the candidate of the establishment. This is what's happened. Primaries are ideological, and he was the most conservative in a three-way primary, and he won. And the Republicans were already grumbling a little bit, but then they saw some polling that said, okay, he's competitive, but now they think he loses this race. And if you're Mitch McConnell and you want to be the majority leader in January, you can't get there without the Missouri Senate race.
You know, beyond this Senate race and other races around the country, does it extend even to the presidential race, given that both Mitt Romney and President Obama came out quickly against what Akin said?
It can, because there are some differences between Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan on abortion, number one. And number two, for Mitt Romney to win the presidency, he's got to do better in the suburbs than John McCain did. So that means he's got to do good in the Cleveland suburbs and in the Columbus suburbs, and he's got to do well in the Denver suburbs. You can't win those battleground states. Just look at Northern Virginia. He's got to do well in the suburbs here, or else he can't win. And one of the things they were counting on is that a lot of those pro-choice but fiscally conservative, moderate suburban women would vote for Romney because they wouldn't find him scary, even though on paper he's anti-abortion and they might disagree with him. Even though on paper he might have a different view on gay rights than they do, they were thinking that he's not going to come to Washington and lead with that stuff. That's not what his top priority is. So a story like this that puts that stuff front and center requires even Romney and Ryan to talk about all this stuff. And so potentially, they did come out quickly and they said there's no place for this. The Republican Party establishment, I think, moved very quickly to say, get out, don't come to our convention, we're going to cut up your money. But in a race so close that could be decided on the margins, talking about the presidential race, anything can matter, and this brings to the fore issues Mitt Romney does not want to be talking about.
Is the damage done here? I mean, he's apologized, Republicans are denouncing it, asking him to step aside, but is the damage done? Will women look at Republicans differently as a result of this?
There's a gender gap in the presidential race. You see the speed with which Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders have responded, trying to make this an issue, trying to say this is part of a pattern. You've had Republican insensitivity on women's issues. I think there's a big difference, and we should be careful about this. There's a big difference on a policy issue as opposed to this is a just stupid thing to say. Voters can decide whether they agree or disagree with someone on policy. This is more, but the Democrats see an opening, and look, everything is fair in politics. We've seen that this year. I don't think we're done with it. The Democrats will keep trying to use it. If they're not using it in 2 or 3 weeks, then we know that their own polling, their own data, and the own anecdotal evidence they're getting from the candidates say it isn't working. But trust me, over the next few days, and especially watch now that the Charlotte convention was already going to talk about a Republican war on women. Republicans resist that; they say it's not fair. But Democrats were going to do it anyway. They're going to ratchet it up now.
All right, 5 p.m. deadline today for Akin to withdraw. Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
Take care, gentlemen.
CNN chief national correspondent John King.